This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Obama's up in California's Central Valley today near Fresno talking about water. He's promised to help farmers deal with the drought that we're having here. Short of actually making it rain, though, there's not a whole lot the federal government can do right now. But what the White House is promising is money, some for disaster relief in the short term. But the big ticket item is a $1 billion fund for something called climate resilience. Marketplace's David Weinberg explains.
When floods devastated much of northern Colorado this past fall, several wastewater treatment plants were closed. Just how quickly they were able to get back online is a perfect example of climate resilience. It's a community's ability to recover from a natural disaster.
Drought in California, hurricanes on the eastern seaboard, wildfires in the Rocky Mountain region.
All of these disasters will intensify in the future, says Elizabeth Albright, an assistant professor of environmental policy at Duke. The president's proposed climate resilience fund would provide money to help regions bounce back quicker from disasters, and it would fund research.
I think one of the most important things we can do is try to get a better understanding of the magnitude of floods, the magnitude of hurricanes, the magnitude of droughts that we might face.
Glenn McDonald is the director of the Institute of Environment and Sustainability at UCLA. He says one of the keys to creating resilience is being able to accurately predict just how bad a disaster will be. For example, scientists are coming up with new ways to study aquifers, natural underground reservoirs, to better predict the severity of future droughts.
Where we can actually measure the loss of groundwater through satellite.
Dr. Juliet Christian-Smith is with the Union of Concerned Scientists. She says that using satellites, researchers looked at the Ogallala Aquifer in the Midwest. They found that the depletion of the aquifer is changing the gravitational pull of the Earth.
Because we're extracting groundwater at such a great rate.
In addition to research and disaster preparedness, the proposed $1 billion would also fund new technologies to build more climate-resilient infrastructure. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.